reactions. The goals. The stars. The set piece. And the debris.
And it's taken! Oh, it's a wonderful set piece!
Giving you the very best from the Nigerian Professional Football League.
A result, not a scoreline.
This is the NPFL Tori Podcast.
We are live.
One goals, 18 games, 5 different cities, 6 different stadiums we've seen in the 34th African Cup of Nations, AFCON 2023 in Cote d'Ivoire. It's Akwaba, or should I say welcome to all of our listeners on this episode of the MPFL Tori Podcast. It's a special episode, of course, for the African Cup of Nations, and this will be the second edition of the special episode. My name is Christian of God's. The 54 football X guy here at Samuel Pamishabi. Bonjour, Monsieur Samuel.
Bonjour, Chris. Ça va?
Ça va bien, merci. Et toi?
Hey, ça va bien. It's good to be here on this episode. I suppose continue, Abi. Biko. It's good to be here on this episode of the podcast. Tomorrow, now, when we reach Nigeria, you will see we've got the MPFL live commentator. Today, the 54 football X guy. Okay, I'll take everything. But it's absolutely amazing. We've seen a fantastic tournament so far, and I really can't wait for what's left for the tournament to unfold.
Well, yeah, we've seen lots of action in the AFCON so far. And of course, let's start with Super Eagles of Nigeria. 2 games. The first one, not too convincing performance from them, especially from Victor Osimhen, who had a lot of chances. He flopped his line also in the second game against Cote d'Ivoire. But I think the second game definitely is worth talking about. The blockbustering performance from the team, defensive-wise, and they stood really, really tall against Cote d'Ivoire.
I expected it after the results of the first game. We had a bad first game. I mean, on another day, it would have gone maybe 3-0 in our favor if those chances were being buried, but it just didn't work. And I think maybe there was a little underrating of Equatorial Guinea, which didn't work in our favor. Nonetheless, a bad first game, Cote d'Ivoire winning their first game, I just knew the response would come against Cote d'Ivoire. It was too sure. And it happened that way, which was good for us because now it gives the team a little bit of trajectory, more fuel to go in the next game and do enough to qualify to the next round. So not the best of starts, good recovery into the second game. We hope that they can put the same performance in the next one. And this time, bury chances. We want to see goals this time, even if it's just 2. Let's see a better performance as well. Link up play and the likes. We should see the defense stepped up. And the last game, absolutely mind-blowing performance from the entire defenders that day against Cote d'Ivoire. But we hope that we can see a midfield and an attack that works in the next game.
Well, we are hoping. Pesaro said, God gives, God takes. And the second game said, God gives whoever deserves. And hopefully we'll be able to deserve to burn our chances against Guinea-Bissau, which is the last game of Group A for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. In that group, we have Equatorial Guinea unbeaten since 2023. They are proving to be one of the surprise teams of this tournament so far. And if care is not taken, Cote d'Ivoire might be saying goodbye to the tournament as the host.
Yeah, that's very true. Because now Cote d'Ivoire need to defeat Equatorial Guinea. We already have 4 points. You know, Nigeria as well also have 4 points. Cote d'Ivoire have
three points.
3 points. So they need to defeat Equatorial Guinea. Because I'm putting my money on Nigeria, picking a point at least in the game against Guinea-Bissau. So one thing is sure, if Nigeria picks a point, they're certainly going through to the next round because whatever the result is there.
Yeah.
It's either Cote d'Ivoire is behind us
or
Equatorial Guinea is behind us as well. So yeah, they need to pick a point. But I fancy Super Eagles to win. But the problem is they like to do the barest minimum. So let's just say draw. I'm not going to put my money on winning, but to pick a point and go through. Yeah, and it's going to be bad for the host not to go through to the next round. Mm. I personally don't want to see it. I don't know what it's going to be like on the streets. I don't know what the tournament is going to look like. But Ivorians look like they are a vibe anytime. But nonetheless, I don't think I want to see them out of the tournament just yet.
Well, we are hoping that Cote d'Ivoire is still in the tournament. Let's talk about Group B. We might be seeing the most successful team in the African Cup of Nations crash out, and also Black Stars might be blackened again in this tournament, the way they were blackened in Cameroon in 2021. What do you think? Who's going to survive? Cape Verde already qualified, the first team to qualify to the next round of the African Cup of Nations. Surprising for me as well. I always tipped them to be the most surprising team in this tournament, so I'm not really so surprised about their performance. But Ghana, Egypt, who do you think will go, or do you think both will qualify?
No, both can't qualify. I mean, he's already certain only one can qualify. Cape Verde, fantastic. You watched the game, the last game against Mozambique. Beautiful performance. They scored a lot of goals, and they didn't just score any kind of goals. They played, they were able to hit the target. I don't know if it's the quality of Mozambique that made them look that way, but absolutely good performance.
But they were fantastic against Ghana.
They were fantastic against Ghana.
They didn't respect Ghana. Oh, no disrespect to Ghana, but they didn't respect Ghana.
They took the game to them, picked the massive win, and it was a wake-up call for Ghana. Unfortunately, Ghana fans will feel like they did not have their star man in that first game.
Mohamed Kudus.
And he was in the second game, and he made a massive statement against Egypt. We were expecting a bowl from Salah as well, but Salah wasn't quite having the best of games. Nonetheless, I think that was one of the best AFCON matches that would have seen in the group stage, because it was end-to-end. One team scores here, the other makes a response. Ghana goes ahead again, and Egypt makes a response. It was a beautiful performance. But for these two sides, sadly, it's going to be the end of the road for one of them. Whichever it is, I don't think it's going to be good for the pedigree. It's going to be absolutely bad. But going into the last game, well, if both of them wins, what happens? Well, I think Egypt will be the one to qualify.
All right.
Because they have a better goal margin.
Well, we're hoping that Egypt will qualify, definitely. Because I really want to see Mohamed Salah again in this tournament. Maybe Mohamed Kudus here, but I don't really think that they're gonna have any big star that will attract fans into the stadium in the next round.
But Ghanaians have better numbers than Egypt here. I was at the game, and Ghanaian fans there were so many here. So it's closed. They are both on the west coast. So I mean, it's easy for Ghanaians to get to Cote d'Ivoire. Egypt had the support of Algerians and Tunisians. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Egyptians themselves, there were not many here.
Mm.
But Ghanaians are so much. They're so much here. So, Kudus would bring the whole of Ghana to the stadium.
All right. Senegal in Group C, the defending champions are showing why they are the defending champions. Cruising in both matches, defeating the rivals, Lions, Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, and they swallowed them. And the first game, they swallowed Gambia. So, for me, I think Senegal might defend this title.
Well, it's a possibility. It's not out of place, but they are showing the stuff of champions. They're not taking it easy with anybody. Considered only once, they've scored 6 goals in 2 games. That's some good statement for them. And I like the fact that they go on the pitch, they do the business. There's really no wasting time. They take the game to every opponent that they face. And that's one thing that's good. The game against Cameroon, it was almost like Cameroon was reduced to a team like Gambia, no disrespect to Gambia, but the level we were expecting Cameroon to be at was not where we saw them. And I don't know if it's because of how Senegal played, how well they played. But Senegal, wow, that's a team to be scared of in this tournament.
Yeah, a team to be scared of. And they also have a young man that we should be scared of in years to come, talking about Lamine Camara, scored a blast of a goal in the first game against Gambia. Tournament, good as a tournament contender as well. He might win opinion, but I think Senegal will just be winning this one. Talking about the big teams now, I've spoken about Senegal, Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Egypt, Ghana. I think Algeria have failed us, South Africa have failed us, maybe Morocco, because they played Tanzania in the first game, did well, but Algeria and Algeria and who now? And South Africa. They have not really played up to expectations, in my opinion.
Well, you probably expect that they pick up their form in the next game. Today, Algeria will face Burkina Faso sometime later. And you expect that they pick up their performance in this competition, because they're one of the teams that will be tipped to get to the next round at least. A bad start. Super Eagles had a bad start as well. But you expect that they pick up South Africa. I'm really not impressed yet. But I don't want to judge any team yet until I see all the second game performances, because that now tells you if the first one was a one-off or if the team have been able to step up their performances. But I do expect these teams that you mentioned, Algeria, South Africa, to get to the next round at least. But then that's the beauty of the African Cup of Nations. There are no minors in African football.
Yeah.
Those teams you expect to get forward may not go forward. And we're about to see one between Egypt and Ghana. Meanwhile, Cape Verde is top of the group. Crazy.
In a group that has Egypt and Ghana.
And Ghana! That's absolutely mind-blowing. But we love it.
Even in Group A, Equatorial Guinea at top. It has Nigeria.
Yeah.
Before.
But at least Nigeria can say they are close because they're level on points.
Yeah.
But these teams, they really don't do too much in terms of respecting their opponent. Yeah, they know who you are. Oh, you're a big side, no problem. But when it comes to the pitch of play, this African football is absolutely different from what we see in other parts of the world, in world football. African football, that team you expect. Look at, let's digress a little bit. Look at Nigeria in the World Cup and qualified, Lesotho, and the other team now.
Zimbabwe.
Couldn't win. Why? That's what African football is all about. It's a total different ball game.
Let me put you on the spot. In Group B, space for at least two teams to qualify. Do you think Ghana can get past Mozambique and they will qualify alongside Egypt, or Egypt to crash out?
Well, they can. Both of them can absolutely go through. Ghana can win, but the fear is Egypt can win as well. Cape Verde might take their foot off the pedal. Knowing fully whether they've qualified, make use of some players who have not really had game time. So that may be a good luck charm for Egypt. But nonetheless, I think I'm just going to leave it to winner takes all in that final game. Yes, whoever can win amongst four of them goes through.
Well, let's talk about Mauritania. It took a last minute penalty for Burkina Faso to defeat them. And in my opinion, I think they were well-drilled side. They knew what they wanted to get in that game. If not for the last-minute tackle and penalty, it could have ended in a draw. I think that's another team that we should be looking out for in years to come. If they keep this team together and continue with the same coach, but they're seeing something different.
They are currently bottom of their group table, but it's not the fair reflection of how their how the game went. I'm hoping, or at least we'll see from the second game, if they can really step up, or if the performance was just really one off. But like I said earlier on, they don't mind us in African football. Mauritania showed good grit in the first game. Burkina Faso had to walk through their teeth to pick that point. And we've seen a lot of late goals in the tournament, actually. Mohamed Salah had a late penalty in the first game. As Mane had the late 95 minutes goal in the 3-1 win over Cameroon, you know, the Burkina Faso won as well. So many late goals in the tournament. So when the other time comes up in this African Cup of Nations, you just know that it's not done yet until the final. But I think we can keep an eye on Mauritania. They probably will have something for Africa in the next couple of years.
Well, by the time you listen to this episode of the podcast, we might be seeing the second or the third game already. So let me put you on the spot, Sam. Which big team to crash out?
Ghana, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is Ghana really a big team? In my opinion, they're not.
When you pick up the top maybe six teams in the tournament, top seven, you have to mention Ghana. They've also got multiple African Cup of Nations titles. There are only a few teams that have that. I think only seven countries have been able to win more than one African title, and Ghana is one of them.
Okay, fair point then. And let's talk about the goal scorers. We've seen massive goal scorers. Unfortunately, our own Victor Osimhen, Africa's Player of the Year, is not ranking up the numbers when it comes to goals, missing a lot of chances. But I've seen Equatorial Guinea's Emilio Nsue scoring three goals already in this tournament, and Lamine Kamara, the young man, young Player of the Year for Africa, the Player of the Year in Chan, and the Player of the Tournament in the Under-20s AFCON, are scoring two goals already. And then Mohamed Kudus, just one game, showing his talent, showing his brilliance, also scoring two goals as well. And Egypt's Mohamed Mustafa scoring two goals. Would you think we end up as the top goal scorer? Or do you think the legs of perhaps Salah, if he comes back in the quarterfinals, or Victor Osimhen, will get the golden boot?
I think it's still too close to call. It's still too close. Most times in the African Cup of Nations, the top scorer award is usually won by somebody who scores five goals.
Five goals most times.
I think only the last AFCON saw more than that. Vincent Abubakar won, scored 8 goals. Ekambi scored, I think, 6 goals. So they were both first and second in terms of scoring. Now, Nsue has started leading the pace with the hat-trick that he got. So he's on 3 goals now. No goals yet for Victor Osimhen. Maybe we'll see. You never can tell. One game can come and he just cause 4 goals. You know,
he goes start part against Guinea-Bissau.
Ah, well, if he does, that's going to be good for his confidence because I think he's really hungry for goals. The misses that he's had in the tournament, it's not really been good, and he knows it himself. He showed it, but I hope he can really pick up from there.
Well, let's go to the MPFL now, Sammy. It's Match Day 19, halfway into the 2023-24 season. And after this week, we'll be having a long break before we resume action again. But for this weekend, it's going to be a lot of stakes up for grabs in this one. Accra United against Rangers, a big one against against Rangers. Rangers are currently unbeaten in about 5 games or 4 games. And Accra United, rock bottom right now, battling relegation. That's going to be one odds game for Accra United. If they don't win, side and satisfied that they will be in relegation waters.
Yeah, they will be in relegation waters. Currently, 17th on the table. I think they have 18 points from 18 games. Absolutely poor.
1 point average per game.
Yeah, 1 point average per game for them. And I think it's not going to be good for them. The Rangers have also dropped in terms of their performances. They started the season very well. We're seeing the CU celebration everywhere. But they're still in the top 10. They're just at the bottom of the top 10. So it's going to be a massive game. But I want to fancy Accra United to be able to save themselves, save their blushes a little.
Well, another big game will be Lobi Plateau United. Plateau United are unbeaten in 7-8 games right now. Lobi Stars on top of the table, first versus third. That's going to be a crap in Lafayette.
Yes, father. I mean, Lobi Stars, this season, they didn't just start this season. This performance has been there since last season.
Last season, yeah.
Yeah, so we need to give credit to them. They got to the playoffs, championship playoffs last season, and they followed it up with a performance that's been mind-blowing this season, going toe-to-toe, neck-to-neck with the Remo Stars. They're just 1 point ahead of Remo Stars, and they're doing absolutely well. For Plateau United, the run of unbeaten has put them now, shut them up to the top side of the table. They're top three, they're still third on the table now, which is good for them. They are just 2 points behind the Lobi Stars, so it's a real top of the table clash. And but I want to fancy Lobi Stars. They know how to get the job done when they are home, so I think they should be able to pick the points today.
Well, it's almost certain that Remo Stars will defeat Abia Warriors. Abia Warriors are not good travelers in the MPFL, so almost certain, isn't it?
Yeah, almost certain. I agree with you.
All right, let me just put you on the spot. Halfway into the season, what do you think will win the title?
Still a little dicey. Lobi Stars are making everybody think twice.
So let me ask you, are Lobi Stars, Remo Stars, elephants that would fall off the tree that we see in Europe?
I think both of them will be in the top three at the end of the season. Lobi Stars and Remo Stars.
But the elephant itself is coming behind them.
Let the elephant keep coming. I mean, they have just one outstanding game left. See, this is the thing. There was a point Eva had about 4 outstanding games.
Yeah.
And they were down, and everybody felt, oh, if they win, based on what the points they had, if they win maybe 3 of it, they'll be at the top of it. Well, they've played almost all the outstanding. They have just 1 left, and they're on 29 points. Yeah, that's 4 points away from this thing. So they can still get there. But like I said, Lobi Stars, Remo Stars will be in the top three, even if anybody is to push themselves into that title challenge. I think Lobi and Remo Stars will be in the top three.
The bottom of the table, who's going to relegate? Manchester United. Lost to Robert Miso, but they still managed to score goals.
They will go back to the end, you know.
Hatland?
They will certainly sign. That's not the sign. I think Hatland and Gobi is already signed. It's just a matter of which other two teams join them.
So what do you think would join them? Sporting Lagos?
I don't want to mention that name. No, I don't want to see Sporting Lagos get relegated. And I feel they won't. I feel what they were able to achieve in their first season in the NNL is exactly what they will do. Survive at their tail. On the final day.
But on the final day, they are away from home to Ibadan. And before that, they will play in Imba.
Ibadan. So
it might be really dicey for them if they have to wait till the last 2 games.
Please, Ibadan. If it is Ibadan, pick a point.
Okay, all right. That's the hope for Sammy on Sports and Lagos surviving this season of the NPFL. Let's talk about goal scorer. Sekou Alimi looks like he's clear, isn't it, in the NPFL this season? Robert Mizo was closest, but he's now in Libya.
Yeah, he's now in Libya and he's eating Eba, so he's fine now. Like, he's posted, so I hope he can really bang the goals in Libya. But for Alimi at the moment, he's currently top, and I don't think he's looking to take his foot off the pedal at the moment. So I'm happy for him. He's a traveler too. He's a journeyman. He's been around Africa and he's still there. He's not got strength. He's not got pace anymore.
He's got the clinicality.
His finishing is absolutely top notch, and his positioning as well speaks a lot of volume. So I think he will finish with the top scorer's golden boot this season.
Okay, I think this is what we're watching on this episode of the NPFL Terry podcast, the Aquaba version of the podcast, it says. But let me put you on the spot. Trivia question. Question, not question, just one. Who scored Nigeria's first goal in 2013 AFCON?
It should be Emmanuel Emenike.
Okay, correct. My name is Chris Emeyonu. I've had Samuel Bamishebi from 54 Football X Life here in Cote d'Ivoire in the ongoing African Cup of Nations. So the next episode, stay safe and God bless you. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to the NPFL Tori podcast. For more, you can search the NPFL Tori podcast on all podcast listening platforms or follow us on social media, Twitter at NPFL Tori, Instagram at NPFL_Tori, TikTok or YouTube at NPFL Tori podcast.